Sometimes you get confused, as I am with a gimbal. Okay, what can I tell you?
Mirror image.
Okay. Okay. So, last packet was about the different rishus. Now we're going to go to Reach Rasha Ein Lo Iker. So what's the story with Reach Rasha Ein Lo Iker? So it says the Gemara on Chaf Hei Amin Aleph, the second arrow. By me name of Sheshes Reach Rasha Ein Lo Iker Mahu. So what is the din of Reach Rasha Ein Lo Iker? Iker means, Pashtus means you have Tzoa, you have something physical there that's going to bring a bad smell. So you have an Iker and then you have the Reach that's coming from the Iker. But Reach Rasha Ein Lo Iker means there's no physical entity there. In other words, if somebody passes gas or something like that and it brings a bad smell, but there's no Iker. There's no, it's only the smell. So what is the status of such a situation? In other words, do you have to be Marchik Dalet Amos or not, etc. So the Gemara says, Amaluhu also chazi hani tzipi de bei rav. So it says, look at the mats. Machtsola shel beis hamedrash. Whereas in those days, you didn't sit in chairs. This was before the chairs. People used to sit on mats, on the floor. So they would sit on the mats, the bei rav, the hani ganu, the hani garsi. So he said, Rashi, Ava bishadercha yishonin mavir. In other words, so the mats were like a whole, I guess the base medrash didn't look what it looks like today. The base medrash was basically a room that had mats on the floor. And people sat on the mats. And some of them schluffed on the mats, you know. So basically, some people were sleeping on the mat, some people were learning on the mat. It was a very interesting situation. Yeah, right. That's why last year we discussed the mats were apostle. Some mats apostle mitzchach was they made for yeshiva, shriva, the mechabel tumah, exactly. So Mimela, so if the people slept on those mats, well, they slept, the assumption is they would pass air, so they weren't the best fragrance of the mats. Yet those same mats, people were learning on. So he says, Reach Rasha Ein Lo Iker, says, Asu, so what do you say? Asu Chazi Hani Tzipi, the Bei Rav, the Hani Gonu. Some people were sleeping on them. Vahani Garcia and other people were learning on them. So you see that, so what's the pshat? Rashi said, Eilu Iker HaPochas Ruach, meaning that you let the ass out. Right? So you see that you're allowed to learn. Where it's a so this is a classic example of a Reach Rasha Eilu Iker. Because there's no Iker, there's just air that doesn't smell good. So the verse says, "Ani mi li b'divrei Torah." In other words, you can learn there. Aval b'kriyash malo. But kriyash malo, Rashi says, "Kriyash malo yot yetsi l'chutz v'yikra." B'divrei Torah nami lo omaron ela d'chavrei. Aval didei lo. In other words, that's only the Ruach Ra of his friend. His own Ruach Ra, he's supposed to wait till the smell dissipates, and then he can continue learning. So let's see what that's all about. Let's see Tosus. Reha Shem Likur, Yesh Mefarshim, Debate Kiso Shalado, Baomek, Yemesh Ben Mechitzim, of Sekis, Havi Kamo Reha Shem Likur, Kamo Bate Knesios de Parsai. What? What is it called? Yeah, what is that? Like a toilet of today. So you had toilets and they went deep down. And then there was a mechitza, mafsekis. We have a toilet seat. They had a piece of wood. And there was a hole in the wood, so whatever excrement there was went down through the hole. So then what? So then basically the tzoa was in a different reshus. So there it clearly was an ikur, but the idea is that the ikur is not here anymore. It went down the chute, so to speak. And so that's cool. So Tosa, see Rashi's case of Yireach Rasha Elu Iker is an heir. So that I understand. But Tosa's case is you had a real be'ed, but it just went down the chute, so to speak. But you could still smell it. Now the question is, what would each one say to the other person's case? Would Rashi say that this case is not Eimo Iker, it's Yesho Iker? So we have to understand. So what each one would say to the other one's case. So that's Shitas Rashi is here when he says Eimo Iker. When he gives you the example of the hafacha, whereas Tosis gives you an example of a real toilet. So that's the question, what's the difference between the two cases in the halacha? So let's see what other Rishonim say about these cases. If you want, we could even look. Let's look in the Orchos Chaim on page 7. What? Chaim Cohen. Who's Chaim Cohen? No, that was Oros Chaim.
Oros Chaim, right.
Oros Chaim was Rav Chaim Druk.
Oh, right.
That's a contemporary. Orchos Chaim is a Rishon. So what are you saying?
I don't know what Rashi would say to Tosis' case. I think Tosis would agree to Rashi's
case. Tosis would agree to Rashi's case, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but Tosis, but Rashi's case is the simple case,
right,
of Einbo. Yeah, so let's look in... let's look in the Rash, in the Orchos Chaim, Lamed Gimel. Reich Rosh Eishlo Iker, Perish Rashba, Tzor Megula, Marchik Dal Aramas Meh, Mokom Sheyichla Reich. Nimelo Iker Gun Shehu Mechusa Marchik Ad Mokom Sheyichla Reich Vekori. So he's saying, the Orchos Chaim is saying that anything is covered up. Anything that is covered up is called Elo Iker. Wow. As long as it's covered up. So if it's covered up, so what do you have to do? You have to be marking Dal Ramos from Mokum Sheyichla Hareach. So Yesh Lo Iker means it's not covered up. Ein Lo Iker Kol Shei Mechusa Marking Ad Mokum Sheyichla Hareach V'Korach. So if it's uncovered, then you have to be marking Dal Ramos not only from the Soa, but from the Mokum Shekol Hareach. But if it's covered up, as long as what? It's not, as long as you don't smell it.
So you don't have to be
Marked. You don't even have to be Marked Dal Ramos. And let me ask you a question. According to this opinion, it could even be in the same Rishus. Right? In other words, there's no din of Marchik Dal Ramos. Because the cases that we had before is when it was not covered up, so then you have to be in a different Rishus, and you can't smell it. But if it's Reich Rasha Ein Lo Iker, so all you need is that you shouldn't have to smell it. That there's no even din of Dal Ramos. So let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Page 12. Let's look on page 12. Page 12 is the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Ayin Tes about Reich Ra She'ein Lo Iker. Okay, so says the Shulchan Aruch, Yotzei Menu Ruach Milamato. In other words, if he passed air, Osu B'Divrei Torah Ad Sheyichla Hareach. So that means the person himself. So he could smell it, so he has to wait till the Reach dissipates. However, if Yotzei Mechavero, but if it came out, the air was from his friend, Mutar B'Divrei Torah. Why? Because the way the Beis Medrash situation was in those days is there was mats on the floor. So half the people were sleeping and half the people were learning. So the assumption was that the people who were sleeping were passing air. So if you're going to wait till all this, you know, all the reach stops, then you'll never learn. Because these guys are learning and these guys are sleeping and it'll never function. So, the Efshar Shal Talmidim Ktsosim Kursim Ktsosim Yishenim Umapichim B'toch Hashenim Avulikros Kriyashma Osir Ad Sheyichla Hareach. But for Kriyashma, you can't, there's not a heter for Kriyashma, says the Magen Avraham. Why? The Efshar Latzis Lochus Vulikros. There's Kriya Shema, so you'll just, if you feel that where you are smelling, you just walk out and say Kriya Shema, come back. But for learning, so what are you going to do for learning? You'll never, Learning is the whole day. Kriya Shema takes 5 minutes. Learning is the whole day. So for Kriya Shema, you walk out for 5 minutes, you come back in. What are you getting? Learning, the assumption is you're learning for a couple hours. You're learning the whole day, whatever. So there's no place to go. Then you won't come back. So then you could stay. So it's mashma that this din probably is only, as we said before, only a din drabana. Right? It's only a din drabana, because it would be a din daraisa, so then it's hard to believe that we could be mako by learning. Right? I mean, then maybe everyone should just learn at home. It was a funny type of way people would learn. They would learn on the ground, on the floor. It's interesting, I once heard from Rav Hirsch Tannenbaum. He was a Talmud of Rav Baruch Baer. He was a Rav in Chelsea, Mass. So I had a relationship with him. He was a Rav in Chelsea. He was actually the Masada Gittin of that area, in the Boston area. He was a Talmud of Rav Baruch Baer. He told me, I think he was been biased by 10 years by Rav Baruch Baer. He wrote Sfarim. We had a good, nice relationship. Yeah. There's another Herschel Tannenbaum from Yachad that is also close with, who recently passed away. But this Herschel Tannenbaum was a Rav from Europe. And so he told me that when he was in the European yeshivas and Kamenetz or Baruch Baer, the way learning was, when the Rosh Yeshiva gave Shir, everyone was standing. That's the way it was. The Rosh Yeshiva was standing, and all the Talmidim was standing. That's the way Shir was given. Everyone was standing. So it's interesting, because Man Chazal, everyone was sitting on the ground. In the European days, everyone was standing. Because you have to realize, the Rav son, Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, pointed out that the concept of taking notes during Shir did not exist in Europe. That was a Western culture of college, and that's where that came from. It wasn't part of the Yeshiva. People would write it up later, but taking notes and that was from the universities. They had that idea. Now it was adopted, and maybe it's good, maybe it's not. I don't, whatever you want to say. But it's just the reality of the way things were. But it's interesting, because Man Chazal, everyone was like in this big room, and people were learning and sleeping in a very interesting setup.
Just like the writing of Torah Shabbat Beis, so Eis Lasso, so you can take notes.
Okay, well, is it 10th fucking line? Right, so when you're sitting, maybe, in other words, when you're standing, so obviously your feet are supporting you. When you're sitting, the feet are not supporting you. So you could say that you're in a... That's considered, but I don't know, how tall is, you have a measure? What? The table, what about the chair? How many inches between here and the ground?
I think
the table is exactly 10. The table here is 10? The table's taller, obviously.
Yeah.
So this is, the chair's not. Right, so Chora, we're in the and chairs. This is the normal size of a chair. Usually, if you'd be taller, that would not be the norm. So what? Very small chairs. Yeah. According to the OU. I don't know what that means, but no, it's around four inches less. Yeah, okay, 3.2, okay, yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so that would be still within 10 tefachim of the ground. But he said, so that's the point over here. He's saying that if it's Reach Rosh Ein Lo Iker, so really, Divrei Torah is mutter, except if it's coming from you. So then you could just wait. But if it's coming from some, which is interesting distinction, because the bottom line is, it's still smelling. Then he says, maybe if you're learning without a chavrusa, you should also go out. But then he says, Efshar came into the Mogad Avraham, says, even lo gozer rabbanu ein tzarich lozer. That's the Pashup Shot. They weren't gozer by learning Torah. So by learning Torah, if there's Reach Rosh Yesh lo Iker, so then you have to be Marchik Dal Ramos Mimokom Shaposa Kareach. Well, that's how we pass, like the Machlokas Rambam and Raivit. And it has to be Mechusa. But if it's Reach Rosh ein lo Iker, so the what? So the simple pshat Reach Rosh ein lo Iker is Rashi's pshat. That you can just, it's just a smell. There's no. And Tosa says what? That it's a toilet. Right, it's a toilet that basically everything goes down. Yeah. Because if you do it, so you could just definitely you could just leave. Where? If someone else does it, for you, yeah, for you. If it came from you, then it's us. Because you could, because if it's coming from you, so you just, because then, meaning, you're in control, meaning it comes from you, so you wait, and then you finish. If it's coming from other people, just practically, you'll never be able to learn, because this guy's doing it, and that guy, then there's no control, you know, then you'll never learn. So they made a kula. Now, it's not mistaber that this would be a din daraisa. Because if it would be a din daraisa, and it's a violation, vayam machanecha kadosh, if you say divrei Torah when there's a bad smell, then what's different than a bad smell for me, a bad smell for someone else, or whatever. So therefore, it must be, like we saw the Prima Gadim says, right, that Reach Rosh Ein Lo Iker is only a Darabanan. And therefore, they instituted the Darabanan when they could. In other words, for yourself, okay, you just stop a couple of minutes, then you'll resume. But if you have to take into account everything, any other smell in the vicinity, and there's so many people there in the Beis Medrash, so there'll always be something going on, and then you'll never learn. So therefore, they waived the thing for Kriya Shema. So Kriya Shema takes 5 minutes. So go outside, say Kriya Shema, come back. But this only makes sense if the Hanacha is that it's only a Din D'Rabbanan. If it would be a Din D'Raisa, then in a Hanami, you'd have to, maybe you'd have to wait, or we'd have to have other methods of learning. Abraham? In other words, the real din is that you shouldn't have the ikar. That's the real din, the ikar. And even, we said, being machik dalet amos from the mokum shapala hareyach maybe is only a din derabana, right? It's a pasuk in chumash. Hayam machanecha kadosh. Pasuk in chumash.
So it's taken care of, though, that we're saying for this case, that they're able to ikar, like whether or not they're
Gozer as like a...
What would they Gozer? Because it's probably a Gzeira Atu when you do have Yikr. Shiag, you want to call it, you want to call it, it's too similar, yeah, it's call whatever you want to call it, but it's a din drabanan form, because it's not the real thing. So a smell alone is not a violation of Vayam Machanech HaKadosh. The violation of Vayam Machanech HaKadosh is when you have the be'en. It could be everything else is only a din drabanan, when you can see it, maybe seeing it is worse. Smelling it, we said, still usher, even if it's a different reshus. It could be that's only a din derabanan. That's what it's mistaber.
You're not going to be marking from below eno, then you have to cover it, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Now, but the chiddush of the Orchas Chaim, is that anything that's covered is called Reich Rosh Ein Lo Iker. So that's a tremendous kula. That's a tremendous kula. That any time the soul is covered, that's called Ein Lo Iker. Then what's the din of Ein Lo Iker? You just have to be marchik from the Reich. Ezra? The Prima Gadim that says what? Show me which Prima Gadim are you referring to?
The one we did in the time before.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, read it to me. The Prima Gadim, yeah. No, you have the Prima Gadim. Yeah, it's in the Bir Halacha quote. Yeah, we had the Prima Gadim and then we had it in the Bir Halacha. Yeah, read it. Where are you reading now? What are you reading from? What book are you reading from? Right. Right. So that's the same thing. Yeah. There are others that say like this also. Why, what is? Right, right. That is the pastors.
So, what do you understand to say that even though that's the pastors, don't do
that? Well, in other words, this Rashba, the Chochma Sadim is quoting a Rashba that says that if it's covered up, it's considered like it's gone. You're a masulah from it. So therefore, the only thing we have to deal with is the smell. So if you don't smell it, you're okay.
Well, why would we say that if it's a red wrong, that it's not
well, we now we're just talking about Soa. The other issues of Zephyr and other things we'll have in a future discussion. But let me show you here. In the Eliyahu, let's look at the Eliyahu Rabbah. So he writes what you say, Mech. Page 20. So he says, "Tavirecha avotzoa mechusa kesavti leel the dinik sheish lo iker." So what was the case that he's referring to? The Eliyahu Rabbah. The Eliyahu Rabbah is a perish on the Lavush. You have a Lavush here? Anyone have a Lavush? You have a Lavush on your phone? Yeah? What?
I only have Wi-Fi for getting Lavush on the device.
Yeah. Because he's saying, he's comparing it, yeah, let's see, Reish, Ein test, let me see, we can figure it out from the show. Look in the Shulchan Aruch. One second. Yeah. In other words, the case he's referring to is if he has hafacha. So that's rechra she'elo iker. But he says, so he's contrasting it. He says, soa b'chusa, that's called yeshlo iker. That's the pasha pshat, like what you said, Max. But this Orchos Chaim, this Rashba, is l'chora, is Yeshlo Iker, but the Chiddush of the Rashba that quoted on Chas Chaim, that whenever it's covered, that's called Ein Lo Iker. Hafachak Shadai Mariach Ein Tzorach Larkik Dar Alam Is Mokom Shekol Harayach El Kori Mokom Shekol Harayach Mamish. Let me show you in this sefer, Minhag Yisrael Torah. Minhag Yisrael Torah was written by this fellow of Yosef Levi. Unfortunately, he passed away. He was a satmar, Lugensburg, Yosef Levi. So he wrote several volumes on Minhagim. So he writes like this. On page 22, he has a whole discussion of, so how do you deal with a house that's little with little babies for benching, for all these things, right? So he writes, look at the line begins, v'hinei pashut, v'hinei. See the line begins, v'hinei? V'hinei pashut, d'bizvaneinu, d'latinokos yesh lehem vindlin. What is vindlin?
Diapers.
They have diapers. Eloch Hashem etzoa bebayis. So you don't have a why. Chayin avu pikin yesh litmoa. Dari motzo shatinak beluchof betzoa. Tavta tzoa mechusa. Aval arei tzorech hachik dalan amos mimokom shakola hareach. Right? In other words, so you'll get a bench. You're going to learn. You're going to say, you know, in your house, and you have a little kid. I mean, okay, when he's very young, the tzoa doesn't count because before he eats, he could eat grain, but then he could eat grain, and he's still making, and he still has his dirty diaper. So then, how do you have a bench? You know, like you get a bench, and then the little kid's gonna come in. You can't control that, and then what? You have the bench again. I mean, like, so he says, and just because you don't smell it is not a heter, because maybe you're not dalal amos outside the makom shekol hareach, because you need. This is l'chora, the first case we learned. It's so sheish lo iker, the halacha we paskin, you have to like derive it, right? That you mimakom shekol arech. So imkein yesh locho shemahu yoshev tochdal amos mimakom shekol arech. Avidon motzoi came into inikos tinokos mitzuyim. Nimtzat shatzarach livdok hamakom. So what are you going to do? Every time before you bench, you have to check? And then, but who says maybe during the benching? There's no end. How do you deal with this? So he wants to give, there are a couple of possibilities to be made of. So if it's only talking about urine, meiraglayim, so that meiraglayim is only a din derabban, legabe, you know, being marking from meiraglayim. So, but meiraglayim is usually not the problem. Right? The das chayodim, the dal amas, mokum shekol harayach ain't only midrabanan. And the concept of dal amas, mokum shekol harayach, is also only a din derabanan. Amam yesh cholkim, and says no, that it's a din deraisin, right? We had a machlokus between who? The chayodim and who else? In the previous garden, right? But shein is yesh posim tzom chusu yesh. But if you hold like the poskim, if it's so mechusa, so the kid has a dirty diaper, that's mechusa. So that's called reach rasha elo ikar. So as long as you don't smell, you're good. And if you smell, you stop benching in the middle till you remove the kid. Then you continue benching. So he's saying the rashba saves the day. Because the rashba shita is that so a mechusa is reich rasha ein lo ikir. Even though Max is not happy with that rashba, but we'll see what happens when he has little kids and he'll have to deal with this rashba. He doesn't rely on this rashba. So shein is yesh poskim that so a mechusa yesh lo din kireich ra she'ein lo ikir. Vim kein yesh lo mevatarte. So you have two possibilities. Okay, the cause of Batil David reich rasha ein lo ikir ein ole midrabban. So you could say, Reich Rashen Lo Iker is only a Din Drabanan. Like, if it's like Meiraglayim. So what? So therefore what? The Suffolk Drabanan Lakula.
Why is it a Suffolk?
If you don't know, it's a Suffolk.
You don't know if the kid has a 35, is that the point?
Right. Oh, Yeshlom, and having Kachosov. Ha pri megadim the rech ra shein ikra in tzarach lachik dal amas malchum shakal arech. Odi yesh tzarach gam divrei magar avram shem supa gim dover gitav kakriya shem atfilo hadin the tzarach luv dov o gam bebrochus divrei bebayis ha pri rov ha shein lavak al brochus vlo kriya shem atfilo. But we have to see the let's see. Here, you want to see the Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham. Take a look at the Magen Avraham. Yeah, it's going on page 17. That's talking about shikur. One second. No, it's on, I'm sorry. I think they say he's referring to the Taz. Hey, in Berich v'hoisit tzol kenegdo, v'hoisit shikor, v'stapko atosiv v'roshim tzorach v'achzol v'orach. So he has a discussion here. So is brachas the same as tefillah? So somebody's drunk, he shouldn't daven shmon esrei, right? But he can bench, and he can say brachas. So you see that brachas and benching have a different standard than tefillah. So that's what he's saying over here, that
that might be
a different reason. Right, so he says that
because you're having the play on that,
right, and Krishna is different also. So he says maybe these halachas that you have to mesupak and daf Krishna tefila didn't start livdok, you have to check in ogam bebrachas. So that could be another tzad. So if you hold that it doesn't apply to benching, so what is he saying? So first he's saying that if it's so mechusa, maybe hold like Dorchas Chaim, that it's only Rosh Ein Lo Iker, and Memele what? Then you could say that's only the Rabbanan, and Memele what? You don't have to be marking Dal Ramos and Mokum Shekhov Arech.
Just be
marking kosher. Yeah. And so if you're not smelling it, that means that you're marking enough.
Right.
Or the question is, you know, like it says in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei Hei, So once it's Rech Rosh Ein Lo Iker, so it could be it's all the Rabbanan. And then if you don't smell it, so then it's okay. And then you don't even have to check.
But isn't this Mitzvah Dalvida Likuya something that's easy to find out?
One second. Tas says he the brachas because you have mispal matzot tzoa, matzot tzarech lachzol mispal. Right, so these halachas you have to repeat. So the Taz, I think he made a mistake. He meant to say the Taz, not the Magen Avraham. So he says that maybe you only have to go back for Shmon Esrei, which is good because Shmon Esrei we usually don't daven. Now, I mean, unless you bring a little kid to shul who has dirty diapers, but if you don't do that, then you're good. The dirty diapers come up in the house. The house usually you don't daven Shmon Esrei. That's usually say brachas and things like that. So then it's easy to deal with it because lemaisa. Right now you don't smell anything, so maybe the kid has a dirty diaper. But you don't smell. Now if you only have one kid, I understand. But say you have a Pesach Seder with 10, you know, a whole bunch of different families and a whole bunch of little kids. What, are you going to check every diaper before you make any bracha at the Pesach Seder? It won't be so... So if you don't assume like this shita, I think you're in trouble. Right? In other words, if you assume it's called Yesh Lo Iker, so then... even though I agree with Max, it's very difficult. But if you don't speak so much on this shita, so then it's very hard to say how you're gonna ever. So if you only have one kid per, you know, the kids are spaced out, so you only have one diaper kid, you know, at a time, then you could deal with it. But if not, it's gonna be very. I don't know how you could ever get anywhere.
Unless you're Samech on the Orchus Chaim.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you're Samech on the Orchus Chaim, that's a major breakthrough. But Max is saying he doesn't really have it. Right. It's like, so they're saying it's like it's mesuluk. As it's covered up, it's like it's gone. Right. Conceptually, it's like it's gone. The only thing that's left is the smell. So
you just have to avoid the smell.
So if you don't smell it, so then you're okay. But as you said, it's a little bit difficult. Eliyahu Rabba thinks it's wrong, so I don't know what the Eliyahu Rabba did with how many kids he had in his house. Yeah, you know, when he was growing, you know. What? Well, I don't know. You have to check the history of the Eliyahu Rabba. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with this packet. Okay, we'll see more. There's more things we have to see that we didn't do yet. But this is packet Lamed Gimel, so now you got the right packet. What? He did have children? Okay. So he worked it out. I'm sure he worked it out. Okay, well, about a minute and 2 minutes. Want to do it now or...